Dawn Show, John and Gordy in the morning filling in this afternoon for her.
That's right. We're doing double duty all this week. Normally, we do the morning show every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. here in Madison, where we're broadcasting from today in the brand new studio. And we'll be on the air tomorrow morning here in Madison and all this week filling in for Maggie in the afternoon. We want to mention today is the first day of our Text to Win statewide contest, Break into Spring, and there are several chances throughout the day for you to enter into the contest, and those happen at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., so there'll be another chance to win when Dom Salvio comes in at 4 o'clock. He'll announce the next keyword. Every day there are prizes to be won, daily chances to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, $100 cash, and plus every time you enter, you get into the grand prize drawing. Those entries go into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So you can enter by just downloading the Civic Media app and then listen every day, Monday through Friday this week. And next week, and again, the next chance to win is in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've got a cut here from Steve Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Political consultant. Yeah. Conservative, right? But he is a anti-Trump guy all the way.
He ran John McCain's campaign back in the day. Yeah.
And he helped get Sarah Palin involved.
Yeah.
Help us all.
I don't think he really wants he to really be known for that anymore.
But he is making a name for himself for his wild and manic opinions, and he's got something about the burning Teslas out there. So let's get to cut 13. This is Steve Schmidt.
Scott Jennings is on the edge of control here.
People ought to be put in jail and left there for a very long time and be taught a lesson.
So when they do it to a Tesla dealership, it's really bad. But when they do it to the halls of Congress, we should pardon them. Is that your position?
No,
I know
you haven't been around for a while, so let me educate you about my position about January the 6th.
I'm so sorry.
America's deputy president, Prime Minister Elon, the richest man in the world, cries about the devastating drop of Tesla's stock price. Now, let's absorb the pity.
It's really come as quite a shock to me that there is this level of really hatred and violence from the left. I always thought the left, Democrats, were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships, they're firing bullets into dealerships, they're just, smashing up Teslas. Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything harmful.
True.
I've never done anything harmful. I've only done productive things.
You have.
I think we just have a deranged, there's some kind of mental illness thing going on here, because this doesn't make any sense.
I've done nothing wrong. I just want to help people. Elon Musk has attacked government of the people, by the people, for the people, with his arrogance, with his carelessness, with his philosophy that holds because he is powerful and he is rich, that he is a king and you are an insect.
There you go. Steve Schmidt, kind of wrapping it up for us right there. One thing I do want to kind of set the record straight.
Yeah.
I'm not against I'm not against Teslas. Cybertrucks, yes. I think they're grotesque and illogical and falling apart as you drive them. But, Tesla's a good car.
Right.
And it was very liberal, considered liberal vehicle to buy.
Yes.
The The EVs were very popular, trying to save the environment. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes out and does all of these wacky, crazy, outrageous things, doesn't care about people, calls everybody fraudsters and people who are trying to take advantage of the government and stealing. Well, you know, you get back what you send out, right?
Yeah, we're not advocating any violence
here.
Damn it, you know.
And by the way, people that bought the cars did a good thing. They were trying to do something good for the environment.
Absolutely.
So don't lash out at people with Teslas.
Right.
They couldn't predict this happening. No one
exactly.
did. You know, when we elected him, Trump, we didn't expect Elon to come in there and do all the dirty work. Right? We didn't expect that.
Yeah, that wasn't a part of the plan.
And now the Tesla investors are asking him to step down as CEO.
Right.
They want him to leave.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole board of directors told him, you know.
Take a hike.
Take it.
We
hit
don't,
the door.
Yeah, well, he's not, it's not like, you know, Musk is going to leave total control of the country to Trump. Yeah, he wouldn't do that. Mm. So anyway, And speaking of Trump, he basically overpromised, and we know that. You know, he hasn't done anything about the price of eggs, right? But he underperformed. We do know that, and we're seeing the effects of that right now. Well, gas went up, but gas went up basically because it's a formula change, I understand.
Yeah.
So it's not so much, well, let's blame Trump anyway. He would. So this is a little clip collage from The Daily Show about Trump overpromising and then underperforming. Let's check this out.
Starting on day one of my new administration, we will end inflation and we will make America affordable again.
Since Donald Trump has taken office, layoffs are mounting, hiring is slowing, consumer confidence is eroding, and inflation is picking up speed.
A vote for Trump means your groceries will be cheaper.
If you were banking on cheaper groceries, think again.
We have to bring bacon and eggs and everything, we have to bring it down.
The price of bacon up 4.1%. And eggs overall, year over year, are up 53%.
We want crystal clear, beautiful water, and we want clean air.
The Trump administration rolling back dozens of air and water regulations.
We're not going to touch Social Security or Medicare.
Elon Musk indicated he's now eyeing cuts to social programs like Medicare and Social Security.
Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine totally settled.
The fighting continues in Ukraine and Russians dropping bombs from drones.
And I will end the chaos in the Middle East. We don't have to have people dying.
The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has collapsed.
The freedom to speak our minds, it's given to us by God, and no one should have the power to take that right away.
Trump posted, all federal funding will stop for any college, school, or university that allows illegal protests.
We are a nation whose stock market continued success is totally contingent on MAGA winning the next election.
Another massive sell-off on Wall Street, one of the market's worst days in years, with the Dow plunging nearly 900 points.
Everyone is calling it the, I don't want to say this, it's too braggadocious, but we'll say it anyway, the Trump effect.
Well, it is the Trump effect. Too much winning, you know. I hate it when there's too much winning. Catherine had a nice comment there.
Yeah.
It's not the lefties bombing these stupid cars. It's angry people who knows what party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate
I mean,
those
a lot
comments.
Of people are angry at this point. I mean, not just the left, but these areas where they have the town halls in the red counties.
Yes.
These people are really, really angry. I'm almost afraid, by the way, of having Democrats appear at these these town halls only because they're getting the heat.
Yeah, they're getting an earful, too. Yeah, a lot of the people that are coming to the town halls are Republicans that are mad. They're both sides. Everybody's mad.
It is.
It seems like it at the town halls.
It's something else. And, you know, I'm still waiting for the Doge dividend check.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm hoping to get that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll get it about the same time I get my check from George Soros.
You think so?
Yeah. Somewhere around that time.
Yeah.
But
don't hold your breath. I don't think those have been approved yet.
Yeah. No one can figure out, you know, if there's going to be any kind of savings for Musk to pass out these Doge checks. Now, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, said the federal deficit increased by 5% in February.
Whoa.
Driven by a 7% rise in spending compared to the same time last year. Oh, when Biden was president. I don't get that. And by the way, $308 billion were spent in February. So I don't think they're saving too much money.
Seems like a lot.
The latest CBO figures raised doubts about the plan's feasibility. The federal government borrowed $1.1 trillion during the last 5 months. Okay. Including $308 billion in February alone. The federal budget policy previously told Newsweek, the only way we are going to see a Doge dividend at the current course and speed is Congress pretending fake savings are real savings in enacting deficit finance tax cuts on top of the $4.5 trillion they want to give away to the wealthy in tax cuts.
Well, it hasn't slowed down Trump's golf game. Every time he goes golfing, it costs a few million dollars, right?
I think out of 18 weekends, he's golfed 17 of those
something
weekends.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that.
He went to his New Jersey golf course just the other day. So he's, you know, he's splitting his time between Mar-a-Lago. Have you seen those videos, by the way, of those parties they've been holding at Mar-a-Lago?
Pretty wild stuff, isn't
it? Those cost a few million.
Now I got to kind of describe it because we looked at it this morning.
Yes, right.
And they have these giant people, you know, on stilts.
Well, they're kind of like the clowns.
Like the clowns in
but
the
they're
circus.
They're all lit up.
On stilts.
Yes.
But they're lit up with LED lights
and
TV screens on their chest.
On their disco floor. It's all lit up.
Yeah, big top hats.
Yeah. Very strange.
It's like this wild dream nightmare of some sort.
They're living it up at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, they do love it.
Yeah.
They do love it.
Phone lines are still open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you have a comment or a question, you can chime in. Get a hold of us
I've got this. This one thing I do have
to get
off my chest.
Got a couple of minutes here.
I got to, you know, Starlink is happening all over the place. I told you they're getting rid of fiber optic to put Starlink in instead, which is much slower than fiber optic.
In rural areas?
Yeah, in rural areas.
Yeah.
They're stopping that rollout. They're doing a lot of different things with Starlink. By the way, Musk is pulling Starlink from Turkey because he doesn't want people reporting about the massive protests against Erdogan's regime.
Is that so?
Yeah, he's trying to silence the opposition to Erdogan. Okay.
Isn't this something?
Yeah. Well, here's Rachel Maddow. This is cut 2:14. I think we have maybe we don't have enough time.
Got a couple of minutes here.
Do we?
No.
All right, let's play this. 2:14 about Starlink.
We have that, Cal?
We can always wait.
We've got this weekend,
okay, there we go.
Elon Musk threatening our ally Poland, which is more than doubling its army, talking about nuclear weapons and preparing to be invaded by Russia. We've got Elon Musk threatening them, saying, you know, my Starlink system, my system is what is determining the course of the war right now. So be quiet, small man. He actually said that. Be quiet, small man.
Wow.
It's my technology, my Starlink system, that is deciding the war. I'm the one. And while we've got Musk behaving that way against one of our allies when it comes to Starlink, we apparently are simultaneously giving over all U.S. airspace to Starlink as well by letting him take over U.S. air traffic control technology at the FAA, installing his own company in place of the companies that have been cleared by the FAA to provide that technology.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
It is.
And he can pull it anytime he wants. You know, he can just leave everybody stranded.
That's
a private business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We will continue here. We've got a few leftovers, some odds and ends, this, that, the other.
We sure do.
Coming up as we fill in for Maggie Dawn, it's John and Gordy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back. Stand next to your fire.